now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
World today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Network, where you can find help and hope with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. And today I have with me my best friend and sidekick and co-host, Lynn Thornley.
Hey.
Yippee. And another good friend of mine. Yay, Lynn. And another good friend of mine, Linda Ragsdale. So we have three Lindas in the room today.
And easy to remember names.
Yeah, so it's a great name. In fact, Lynn just told me recently about some song.
Oh.
Linda something. Did you know that by Jan and Dean?
Linda. When I go to sleep, I only count sheep. I count all the charms about Linda.
By Jan and Dean.
Yes.
Yes.
I can't believe that. I never heard of it before.
Oh, well, that's you're too young, Lynn.
So I'm so glad that you decided to spend some time with us today, because I know how precious your time is. Caregivers don't really have too much time to themselves. So I'm glad you're here today, and here you're going to find resources and education and probably a laugh or two. We're good at that, aren't we?
We are.
So it's been a busy week. I booked a couple of speaking engagements in Wiregrass at a new place that's opening, Beach House, in October. So when we know more about that, we'll let our listeners to know about, you know what's going on. Last week, we had the caregiver contest, and the young woman who won the tickets to the ball game could not use them. So we put all the names that I had again and picked another winner, and it was Amanda Boyd. So they all went to the Rays game on Wednesday night, box seats. They got Alzheimer's T-shirts, a whole bunch of stuff. So that was pretty cool.
That's great.
That was pretty cool. So in the future, we're going to have some other contests about nominated caregiver, or just call a caregiver and give them a shout-out. We're going to have some SeaWorld tickets and some Universal tickets and some other stuff. So.
And next week, really cool. What?
And next week, what? Oh, next week we pick the winner of this month's caregiver basket. So, yep, we'll talk more about that later. Yay, we like prizes.
I like swag.
Yeah, you like swag.
I do.
Very, very good stuff.
Swag is good. Swag is good.
Very good.
So, so I know Linda. I do a support group in Naples. Once a month, I do two the same day, one at 2 o'clock and one at 5 o'clock at Bayshore Memory Care. But we go back even before Bayshore opened.
Yes, we do.
And I used to do some speaking engagements at the...
Naples Daily News Community Room.
There you go. And Linda, so Linda comes to my support groups all the time, and I've seen... Linda takes care of George, and she'll tell you a little bit about her story with her and George, but I've seen the changes in caregiving.
Yes.
Because we know there are no constants.
Nothing stays the same. Nothing. The only thing you can guarantee is that it will change.
Yeah, which is so true. And I think when you realize that and when you face that, that things are going to change. And this is what I say all the time. You know, guys, when I give different tips, I say, and maybe it works for today. I can't say it's going to work tomorrow. I can't say it's going to work next week, because you don't know. So we have to get very creative of, when it doesn't work for today, what is the next step we do? And that's what Linda's done in her whole journey. So tell us, I want you to start from the beginning. You were walking your dog one day.
Yeah,
and you
met George. My dog, and he was walking his dog. To be honest, his ex-boss lived in the same condominium development that I did and had mentioned each other to each other, each of us to the other. However, we didn't get to meet for 2 years, and then finally we did, and the rest is history, as they say. We started dating in January of 2002 and got married in October of 2008, and then he was diagnosed in November of 2010 with something called mild cognitive impairment. There's nothing mild about it anymore.
Yeah.
He does not even know who I am.
At this point, right?
At this point, we have gone. And the caregiving has been quite a journey. You go from very minor assistance to major assistance and needing help even with that.
So explain that. First of all, before the diagnosis of Alzheimer's, you guys were having a great time.
We were having a marvelous time. We would go on cruises. We would go to various places. We moved up to Pennsylvania, and before we moved back down to Naples, I said, I want to go to the Poconos. He said, well, I don't want to do that. And I thought, okay. And the next day I said, I'm going to the Poconos. Would you like to come? Sure, why not?
You know, Lynn used to have a hotel in the Poconos.
Oh, wow.
Penswood on 7-Eleven.
Oh, I wouldn't.
611.
611.
I wouldn't remember the street names at all.
It was the major one that ran parallel to 80.
Oh, okay. Okay, there was a lot of motels.
All little mom and pops.
But we were staying at a Wyndham timeshare resort. Okay. Mm. So, but we had a great time. I loved the Poconos.
How long were you there?
Just for 3 days or 4 days or something, just long enough, and went through Jim Thorpe Village or whatever it is, the only place in the United States that is named for a person.
Is that right?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Learn something new every day.
I know.
So, but we had a great
Forget it tomorrow.
And he had hurt his ankle, and I finally got him to start to use a cane on that trip. He wouldn't use it, and he started looking around. He said, well, there's lots of people using canes.
Because lots of people are living a whole lot longer today, too.
Well, that's part of the problem. That years ago, they would be, the men especially, would be dead between 50 and 60.
Right.
My husband just turned 87.
Right.
So it's
a long journey you've had.
It's a long journey, and it escalates quite rapidly. In the last few years.
All right, so tell us the story. So he gets diagnosed.
He gets diagnosed, and it was just mild cognitive impairment, right? Okay, he could still function. He could still drive. At that point, he was moving back from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, down to Naples, Florida again. I stayed north until the house closed, and then I moved. And he was living in retirement, independent living. He was over at my house. We went out to eat. I tried calling him that night, no answer. Finally, the Sunday night, I got a hold of him. He'd got stopped by the police for a DUI. And he, at that point, he didn't understand what they were saying because they speak too fast for him. He couldn't understand. And they weren't trained sufficiently. They have to train them more.
Yeah, they have to train all law enforcement and first responders and everything on how to deal with people with Alzheimer's and dementia, that's for sure.
They really need more training because they speak too fast. They don't give them a chance.
And they just don't know. You don't know what you don't know. You know, last year Seminole became the first dementia-friendly city in Florida. And the whole thing was about working with the Byrd Institute and having them come in and re-educate all the first responders. Myself and a bunch of volunteers went out and educated the businesses. So you have to know. All right, so go ahead.
And so when I found out that he'd been stopped for a DUI, he no longer had a driver's license, I'm crying in my beer. I don't drink beer, but anyway, that's an expression. Because all of a sudden I was going to have to drive him everywhere. And then as I delved into it.
You were married at the time?
Yes, we were married because we got married in 08 and this was in 2011. But the I let my fingers do the walking, chose a lawyer out of the Yellow Pages who used to be a psychologist.
Okay.
And he said, get him tested. I don't think he qualifies to go to court, to go to trial. We did. That's when the diagnosis came back.
Became real.
Moderate Alzheimer's. We went from it, maybe it might be tomorrow, moderate in 6 easy months.
Yeah.
And then we've just kept on going downhill. He needed a little bit of assistance. Caregiving is an interesting position to be in. You very carefully have to take things away from them, like you can't do your pills in the pill box anymore.
Right. You can't use the microwave. You can't maybe even use a knife.
Oh, I physically unplugged his stove.
Right.
Took all. When I found the basket of the bin of ice cubes in the microwave, I knew we had a real problem.
So explain, you just said his stove. Explain your arrangements.
My
now.
Living arrangements are very unusual. Very unusual. I bought the condo next door to me, and he lives next door, and I live in my own place. So when I'm not taking care of him, somebody else is, but I can go home and I have my free time.
Right. Normally, the biggest thing is caregivers need respite.
Exactly. You cannot do it all on your own. You do need to get help. Even if you're the primary caregiver, you've got to get help. You need those connections. And that's why I go to support groups such as the one Linda does. After 5.5 years, I'm still going to support groups.
Because you still learn something new every day, too.
Every time I go, there is something else.
Yeah,
that
it's amazing.
Is new.
It's amazing. And I got to tell you something before I forget. This woman calls me this morning. She's in one of my other support groups. And I was telling your story, your arrangement, and how you have it. And she was telling her neighbor about it. And a couple of days later, her neighbor came over and she said, I'm going to dedicate one bedroom in my condo to you. She said, so I know it's overwhelming taking care of your husband. They live next door to each other. I'm giving you one bedroom in my condo. You can come here 24/7 whenever. And so you inspired that. And that was, and I thought, how cool is that?
That is very, very generous of the person. It is a very good friend. It is neat. The biggest problem, like I said, he lives next door. This is good. Most people end up putting their loved one into a memory unit for care, and they accomplish the same thing, except I have more hands-on control over what the caregivers are doing, and he does have 24/7 coverage.
Well, and one-on-one.
And one-on-one. So if it takes him an hour and a quarter to eat dinner.
Which it does.
And it does, and lunch, sometimes an hour and a half, as I remind them, they have nothing else to do but sit there and feed him.
Take care of him, that's their job.
That's their job. So.
But you make all the meals ahead of time.
I cook all the meals. They're, I do the breakfast before I leave. I'm there 6 nights a week. I do the breakfast before I leave, and then I make his lunches and take them over. But his dinner is always a hot meal, and I make that just before it goes over. Except for today, I had to take it over first thing this morning and told her how to warm it up, which is good. The situation seems to be ideal, but it's not. I found that out yesterday. A caregiver walked in, and in 10 minutes, he left. He'd been with us over 2 years.
Who?
His name is... No, I can't say his
blah,
name.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay. I shouldn't say his name now. He didn't like something I said.
2 years he's been there.
He's been with us over 2 years.
You have 3 caregivers, right?
I have 4. I had 4. I now have 3.
Okay.
It's just as pricey as putting him in a nursing home, which is where he has to go at this point if he goes anywhere. It's about $10,000 a month.
Right.
So... The cost can be prohibitive.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just unbelievable. Yep.
You have a lot of insurance?
He had long-term care, which...
I have long-term care, and I'd get up at $150 a day. That would be it.
Well, yeah. And they do it on a weekly basis, so some days you can get a little bit more. But you don't get it forever.
No.
It's... 4 years.
I think it's 5 years, mine.
Some of them are 4, 5, or 6.
I've been paying in at 27.
Oh, that gets pricey. That gets very expensive.
Because my husband got it from, he was 20 years older, so he decided that I should have it also. And so my premium, well, they just raised it quite a bit.
Yeah, well, my premium went up 25%.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But then I'm thinking, and it's only for 5 years.
Yeah, but it is only, and you say only 150. I don't know what his daily rate is now, because he took out the 5% rider to increase it every year by 5%.
Okay.
And it's going to expire sometime between now and the end of December.
Oh,
they
my.
Have paid us, reimbursed us. You got to pay first, and then they reimburse you.
Okay.
Approximately $250,000.
Really?
Yes. So if you are unfortunate enough to be able to need it, it's a good thing to have. You will get it.
You know what? I think we should all have long-term health care insurance, just because of the fact of how much longer we're living. We're all gonna need it for something.
We're going to need it, and if you have children, they're probably still very busy raising their own families.
Yeah.
Or doing whatever, and they're not gonna want that third generation living with them.
Well, and so many of them don't even live in the same states anymore.
No, my son's down in California.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's but the problem with my situation, like I do have, well, now I have three caregivers, is the one just said, I don't need you, I don't need George, you need me, George needs me. I said, you need the paycheck. And he says, you won't tell me what I need. I quit.
Oh, but he could tell you what you needed.
Yeah, but he says, I quit, and he walked out the door. All of a sudden, I'm stuck. He had a 13-hour shift coming up.
Oh, my.
So I made a quick phone call, and Maria was able to come from 12:30 to 8:30. So I didn't have a 13 hours extra. And somewhere in the morning, whoops, got to get home somehow and make his lunch, because
right.
All the cooking's done at my place. So there's positives and there's negatives to having him next door. But the other thing is, he is now pretty well confined to a wheelchair.
But he still goes out all the time, which is kind of cool.
He goes outside. One of their jobs is to take him out every morning for 2 hours.
I think that's so important.
And they can walk around the complex. They go sit at the big pool. There's three pools in the complex. And he enjoys it. He likes to watch the people in the pool. Or just being
outside.
Just being outside, exactly.
Yeah.
And then in the afternoon, because it's just too hot to walk in the afternoon, They take him out on the lanai and turn the fan on. So we got a lake in the back, and he can watch that. But usually he sleeps.
Can he talk?
His speech is very minimal right now. He lost the ability to say nouns about
just now.
2.5 years ago.
The ability to
nouns.
He couldn't say a noun. He went to adult daycare 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. So there's all kinds of neat things you can do for caregiving. You don't have to put them in home. You don't
have to.
It's
like we started out, everything is a change.
You don't have to be with them all the time. Find adult daycare. And they love the companionship and the activities there, and it's really
good. And
places,
some adult daycares will help with bathing also.
Yeah, well, they used to, but they quit.
Some do, yeah.
Yeah, it got to be too much. So
who does his bathing, the nurses?
One of his caregivers, he gets sponge bath from the top of his head, mid-thigh, every day. And then he gets in the shower once a week, because
it's a big process.
It's a very large process. That's one of the things that changes all the time, is their ability to get into a shower, to want to get into a shower.
Yeah.
And my husband wouldn't. I said, you have to. He says, I did it yesterday. I said, no, that would be 10 days ago.
Exactly.
But the nurse would come in, and I think he liked to get naked around the women.
Oh,
he got in there, no problem.
Now, my husband, George, he prefers the female caregivers, thank you.
Oh, yes, my husband,
and
too.
And he is in the hospice right now, and most of those people, the social worker, the chaplain, and the nurse, the music therapist, they're all females. And he flirts with them. He can't talk, but he can still smile and wink.
My mother was in hospice dying, and when one of the cute intern guys would come in, she'd put her lipstick on.
Exactly.
I mean, what the heck?
They're older, but they still have feelings. And this is something that is hard.
Well, some people get
stronger feelings.
Amber.
Yes.
Depending on certain medications and certain things.
Yeah, but see, George is beyond that now. Yeah. He, like this morning, I could go home for a half an hour while he was still asleep in bed because I knew he couldn't get out of bed.
Yeah. We got to go to our partners. Okay. And then we'll come back and listen to some more. So thank you so much for tuning in, and don't go away.
Are you a stressed out family caregiver looking for a much needed break? Well, you are not alone. By 2025, the baby boomer population will more than double in growth to over 72 million. And 9 out of 10 surveyed wish to remain independent in the comfort of their home for as long as possible. As a caregiver, you owe it to yourself to take the break you deserve and learn about the many affordable solutions from First Light Home Care. First Light Home Care provides non-medical in-home care for those suffering with chronic illnesses, Alzheimer's, dementia, recovering from surgery, or folks who just need a little extra help to get through the day. Whether it's for a few hours or 24/7 around the clock, First Light Home Care will customize an affordable solution to fit your specific needs and budget. They can help with meal preparation, light housekeeping, medication reminders, personal care, companionship, and more. At First Light Home Care, all staffs are direct employees who undergo extensive background check and are appropriately licensed, bonded, and insured. There are no long-term contracts, and services can be changed or canceled at any time. You have everything to gain and nothing to lose. So call them for a free assessment. First Light Home Care, 727-725-4663. That's 727-725-4663. Get the help you need.
You can count on me, like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can.
Are you looking for some resources, a support group, inspiration? You can find it all at www.lindascaregiverconnections.com. lindascaregiverconnections.com. There is a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, movers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email me and I will find the resource you are looking for. Want to nominate a caregiver, download the caregiver affirmation, or listen to this week's show or previous weeks? Just go to www.connectingcaregiversradio.com. Connectingcaregiversradio.com. Need a caregiver coach for one-on-one coaching or as a family? Or if you wish to have me speak at one of your events, just give me a call at 727-365-8383. That's 727-365-8383. That's me, Linda Burhan, the gal who cares for the caregiver.
You'll be there, 'cause that's what friends are supposed to do. Oh yeah.
Ooh. Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You are healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better. Have you considered a reverse mortgage as part of your retirement financial plan? For homeowners age 62 or older, a reverse mortgage from Access Reverse Mortgage is a safe, economical way to turn your home's equity into cash, monthly income, or a standby line of credit. Did you know that the unused portion of an FHA-insured line of credit increases, giving you access to substantially more funds in future years? This line of credit grows no matter what happens to home value. The higher interest rates go, the faster your line of credit increases. You heard that right. No matter what your home value does, the higher interest rates go, the more your line of credit increases. Access Reverse Mortgage is a family-owned company based right here in the Tampa Bay area for the past 12 years. They are A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and one of Florida's leading reverse mortgage providers. Call 727-347-0305 or go to AccessReverse.com to start your research today. I know they can help you out.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The more I see, and so by the way, I thank you.
Oh, and then,
for the times when we're apart.
Welcome back, caregivers, and I have to acknowledge my friend, my producer, Peter Blake, on the boards today because I was so verklempt with that Facebook Live going a little wacky.
Yeah, we definitely got Facebook Live going a little wacky, trying to test some things out. But happy Saturday. Hope you guys are doing well.
We're doing good. We're doing really good. So thank you, Peter. Thanks for all you do. And
no problem.
Now we're going to get to our caregiver affirmation.
Oh, I like the caregiver affirmation.
I do too.
Did you close your eyes? Yeah, hear it. It's very good.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation.
This is recording.
Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregiver.
Yeah, think about it. Does that make sense to you, Linda?
That makes a ton of sense. If somebody wants to help by saying yes and telling them how they can help, that makes them feel good. Everybody has to feel needed, wanted, and helpful. And
when you ask somebody, can I help you, you're asking, can I help you?
Have your list.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to do this, this, or this. You know, do something.
Yeah.
Because you cannot do it alone.
No, it takes a village.
It takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village to care for somebody with dementia.
Yep.
Or any other disease that needs a caregiver support.
Right.
Caregivers need support themselves. And the easiest thing is to not take care of yourself.
Oh, because it... You know, and I say this all the time, you're so concerned about your loved one. Are they eating? Are they doing this? Are they going to the doctor? Are they taking their meds? You know, whatever, that you forget about yourself. You just don't have time for yourself. I think that's more or less what it is.
And when you do have time, all you want to do is sit there and do nothing.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're busy. Your day is full. If you've got an extra hour, you don't want to go to the dentist or the doctor or... But that's exactly what you need to do.
Right.
You have to make sure. Otherwise, as somebody repeatedly tells me, if you go down in flames, what's going to happen to the person you're caring for?
Right.
So you go to Bell's and go shopping.
I go to Bell's and I go shopping.
She's the shopper of all time.
I do well. And it is, I don't use shopping. I don't shop very often. But when I go, I allow myself 2 hours so that I can just rummage.
Well, and you always look lovely, like when you come to a support group. She's always really dressed nice. And I think that's the whole part of taking care of yourself. You know, most of the people look very nice that come to my support groups. But every now and then you get somebody that's just like dragging themselves in. They look like they just were pulled through a ringer.
And they probably were pulled through a ringer. Yep. You don't know what has happened. If you had seen me yesterday morning as this gentleman's going out the front door, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
what are you going to do?
It's, you just have to...
roll with the punches. Well, what is your little saying about lemons?
If life hands you lemons, make lemonade. Yep. And I've been doing that since I was about 20 years old.
Try adding vodka instead.
Well, you know, my daughter-in-law sent me a birthday card one time. If life... hand you lemons, when you open it up, make a lemon martini.
There you go.
Linda gave me a sign once that said, if you get lemons, add vodka.
I must go out and buy some vodka.
But I think another thing which I really admire about you, Linda, is you went out and got the education.
I knew that I needed to know because I knew I didn't know anything about the disease or the progression.
Right.
My mother had it, but she was in California, and I only took care of her, for a few months. And it is different. It wasn't for 6 years.
Right.
But I knew that I needed to learn. Besides, it's a great activity for me. It gets me out. I'm doing something for me.
Exactly. And you get to meet other people.
Right.
And when you go to like support groups and seminars and stuff, and you know that you're not alone.
That's the big part. The biggest benefit is the fact that, hey, I'm not the only one in the world.
Right. Because you feel like you are sometimes.
Yes. Yeah, you really, really do.
And then sometimes you go to that group and you hear somebody else and you go, oh, I don't really have too many problems today. Today's a good day for me.
Exactly. Today was a good day for me.
Yeah,
through the rainstorm driving here.
Oh, well, we won't. The driving conditions were not ideal. I mean, I was...
But they're going to be good going back.
They should be. I mean, the rain was pouring in Naples starting about 3:30 or 4 this morning, and I just laid there listening to it. Am I going? Am I not? You know,
I'm telling you.
But we would have been guestless.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, I would say probably 60% of the time I drive home from Naples when I do my support groups, it pours all the way home.
At night?
Yeah. And so now it's dark and raining. I don't like it.
No, I don't blame you.
And I remember one time coming home from there, and there was such a bad accident that they detoured us off the street. And we had to go down these side streets, you know, and go far, far away out of the way. And all I kept saying was, God, please get me back on the highway while it's light out. Just get me back on the highway while it's light out, because then I would feel comfortable, you know. And
well, you know, when I started out this morning, it was raining fairly hard. Not as hard as it had been 2 hours earlier. But I get on 75, headed north, and within the first 3 miles or something, there's a car in the median laying on its side.
Oh my goodness.
And I thought, this better not be an omen of what I'm going to expect all the way. You know.
No, we're good. We're good. No. We're all
poor
good.
People in Texas, though, aren't.
No, they really aren't.
And our thanks for saying that, Lynn, because our prayers definitely do go out to everyone there.
I was watching a show this morning on the news, and they were showing how they had to get 10 babies out of NICU.
I saw that.
Oh my God.
Fly them two at a time, right, on the aircraft. And they all arrive. Well, they still have their same problems, but no additional.
Right. It was amazing.
And they couldn't take the parents because there were too many.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they only took the babies.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
So and the parents could drive, though, because they didn't take them that far.
Well, they said they weren't sure they could get there yet, but they'll get there.
They'll get there. Babies are safe.
Yes.
Their babies are safe. And you know, there's nothing you can do about Mother Nature. You know, stuff happens. It's totally out of our control. But this is the time when people stick together and people really help each other and people find out what's important. And I'm sorry that sometimes something really bad has to happen before you see that. But you see the resilience of people.
We as humans are very resilient.
We
dig our heels in and we make lots of lemonade.
Yeah.
Or lemontinis.
There you go.
Well, you know what the thing is, too? You always have a choice.
You do.
You always have a choice. Just like with caregiving. I mean, you could stay home and feel sorry for yourself, you know, and not take care of yourself and not get an education. And it could be one of the most horrific experiences of your life.
I have found it a very interesting and challenging experience over the last 6 years. At first, it's overwhelming, but as you learn a little bit more about it, you learn how to react or not react to what's going on.
Right.
And looking for the good little signs, like when my husband wakes up in the morning, we're obviously in different bedrooms. I'll go in, he's in a hospital bed, and I'll lift the bed up, and I'll ask him for a kiss. Sometimes he shakes his head, no, okay, fine. Sometimes he'll give me lots of kisses. You know, you don't know.
That's a good morning.
It's a good morning when you can get a kiss. The other mornings are an average morning.
And you know, too, when you talk about changes, I remember us having a conversation before he had the hospital bed. He had a different bed.
His regular bed.
And she was like freaking out. She was like, I don't think he's going to like this. I don't think he's going to be happy with this. It's more narrow than his other bed and blah, 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 blah. And then
he loved it.
I see her the next month, and she's like, it's great. We like the bed.
I was afraid he would object because he was used to the queen size, as you mentioned, and this is just a regular twin. But he really likes it. I think part of it is it does have rails on it, and we pushed it up against the wall, and I put both rails on one side, which is against hospice regulations, I found out.
I'm not telling anybody. Don't tell anybody.
There is a cushion between the two rails. Evidently, somebody managed to strangle themselves. A couple of people. There is an eight or ten inch gap between the rails, and they managed to hang themselves.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I have my husband, when he was still doing all right, he wanted one of those beds.
Yes.
But we got the two, so the side by side, the king.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm still sleeping on it. I don't use the things that go up and down. But
raise the whole bed up and down, that's neat. It makes it easy to get out of bed.
We don't need that yet.
Yeah.
Because in the end, it's going to be me and her, so.
Oh.
That's when we talked about bathing earlier, I always tell her, you know, if I ever stop bathing, you're allowed to smack me around.
Oh, okay.
I can't wait.
Now, bathing is one of the biggest problems.
Oh, my goodness. And you know, the funny thing is my husband was so fastidious.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
All of a sudden, and his teeth, he was. And I took him to the dentist to have them cleaned because he had the deep cleaning done.
Right.
And then 2 weeks later, I take him to the regular dentist. He goes, Linda, his teeth are filthy. I said, they've just done. I didn't know he wasn't doing it because he would.
You don't follow him in the bathroom. He goes in, you know, all those years he went in the bathroom, he brushed his teeth, he did his thing, and, you know.
Yeah. I didn't realize he wasn't doing it.
my husband is losing his teeth on the bottom. They're breaking off above the gum line. They don't hurt because I can press real hard, and the hospice nurse watched very carefully, and he didn't move a muscle.
Okay.
So they don't hurt. I would take him to a dentist and have all those roots, there's six wide, extracted.
Oh, that would be so painful.
Except, how do I keep packing in his mouth
And if it's not hurting, there's no need for it.
No.
So, but that's one of the challenges of caregiving.
Yeah.
And it's something that I wouldn't have thought
hurts,
about.
It doesn't hurt.
That was never a problem with Jack. Everything hurt.
Oh, now see, George can't tell you if something, a chronic pain, he can't tell you. But if you accidentally scratch him, ouch, you know, like he can respond to that. But if it's chronic pain, he doesn't understand that. And it's, those are things that 6 years ago I never considered because he was still showering, he was still brushing teeth, you know.
He's definitely feeding himself.
Yes, exactly.
You know.
And he was doing his own pills, you know, and he
started. So was my husband. Lots and lots and lots to I told him,
I said, you have to have 11 in each slot. So I went over and I said, you can do them, but I check them every week. He said, okay, fine. So I went over to check him this one time. And he did have 11 in every spot. He might have had 8 of one kind.
Exactly.
Well, your mother used to not take them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we have to go back to our partners because we have the most marvelous partners in the world. This is Linda Burhan, the gal who cares for the caregivers. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a little bit.
Hi, folks. Many times, caregivers tell me that their loved one is becoming more and more isolated. They're limited to one room in the house. It is difficult for them to maneuver their walkers or wheelchairs or even walk over a door sill. When they have to take their loved one out of the house, it is full of frustration and takes 45 minutes just to get them in the car. They're becoming dehydrated because they're not drinking fluids, because they're afraid if they have to go, they may fall in the bathroom. It doesn't have to be this way. Access and Design is your one-stop shop for mobility and accessibility needs. Who do you call for grab bars, walk-in tubs, and zero-entry showers? Access and Design. Who do you call to widen doorways and build beautiful ramps? Access and Design. If you don't want to live in an institution, your home doesn't need to look like one. And who do you call for ADA kitchen remodeling and railings? Why, Access and Design, of course. And who do you call for vehicle, pool, platform, and stair lifts? You know who. What if you only need a portable ramp so you can keep your loved one mobile and on the go? Call Access and Design at 727-233-4900. Access and Design is a dealer for American-made equipment. All installers are certified, and they service what they sell, and they even service and repair things they didn't sell you. Access and Design, your doorway to independence. Call 727-233-4900. Let's make your home the one you stay in forever. One of my most favorite places in the world is Arden Courts of Seminole. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 themed houses. It warms my heart every time I go in there and see how joyful the residents are. So give a call to Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800. You'll be glad you did.
You can also call them at their Largo location, 727-559-8414. 7271. That's 727-559-8411. Call today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Just call 800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. That's 800-585-7413 and use promo code Linda. 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Call today.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
And we're off. You know what that means? It's time for a Lynn with the events.
Okay. On September 6th, between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m., Arden Courts of Seminole is presenting a seminar on how to communicate with people with dementia. Tam Cummings will be the featured speaker. Please RSVP to 727-517-7800. That's 727-517-7800.
She is an amazing speaker. She has a book called Untangling Dementia. She's not in the area often, so call up Arden Courts and book it.
Okay, and then on September 12th, between 1:30 and 3:30, Arden Courts of Largo is presenting a seminar on memory loss, normal versus abnormal. Dr. Shannon Foster will be the featured speaker. Adult daycare will be provided by Arden Courts qualified staff. Please RSVP to 727-559-8411. That's 727-559-8411.
You know, those Arden Courts people really get around.
Yeah,
and especially this one, there's adult daycare provided. So caregivers, you know, take advantage of that, because you know what I say every week, knowledge is power.
Okay. On August 31st at noon, Cypress Palms is having a presentation and book signing with author Karen Truman. Her book is about dementia. Please RSVP to Michelle at 727-434-8963. That's 727-434-8963.
And I RSVP for you and I will be there. And I know Karen personally, and her book is awesome. It's a great book for information. So come see us on the 31st.
Okay. And then, of course, on October 28th at Spectrum Field in Clearwater, Florida, Pinellas County is having a walk to end Alzheimer's. To join a team, go to ALZ.org.
Walk this way, guys. Join a team.
You know what I was thinking when you said awesome?
What?
I was thinking about what we saw this week.
What did you see?
The eclipse.
Oh, the eclipse.
Oh, that.
Oh, my goodness. It was amazing.
We didn't see that much of it.
Oh, it was amazing, eh?
We got those special. My girlfriend Sherry came over. She had those
Thank
special
you,
glasses.
Sherry.
It was very cool.
Really?
And as you went out, you know, you could see less and less and more, I don't know which way you put it, one or the other. As
less
you walked
light,
this way.
It got darker and darker. I was taking my daughter to the airport. And so I was driving most of the time. As it started.
We got 81%, but yeah. I didn't see it. You did. I saw it at 60, and then it was only like 40, yeah. And we saw it. You put these glasses on, and they are black. You can't see anything. And you look up, and you just see the sun.
Yeah. Really? It's very weird, because when I first put them on, I wasn't looking at the sun. I was just looking like at her. Do? I couldn't see anything. It was totally black.
Oh, that's good.
Totally
fine.
Fun. Sorry, but I was just...
No, that was good. That's pretty cool stuff.
Now, see, that was Mother Nature on a positive side. And then last night was Mother Nature on a very negative side.
Yeah. Can't trust Mother Nature.
You can't fool Mother Nature either.
Yeah, that's
I don't know why it's Mother Nature. I'd rather call it Father Nature.
I think because she's pretty damn powerful, if you ask me.
Oh, maybe there you go.
Well, yeah, and all ships are she's.
I know.
But that's good.
Some are other things too, but I won't even say that. So, caregivers, I'm glad that you tuned in today. Linda, thanks for coming. Give us a last tip for caregivers.
A last tip for caregivers. We've talked about getting information, getting knowledge. We've talked about getting help. We've talked about not forgetting to take care of yourself. And I think those aren't new. We've talked about them, but those are the three most important things. And I don't know which is the most important of them all. I think
your attitude is a big thing.
Yeah.
And that's if you get help and you get knowledge, your attitude will change. You will no longer feel overwhelmed.
Like
angry.
Angry. Yeah. They're like, why me? Well,
exactly.
The thing to remember
because you can handle it.
The thing to remember is your loved one you're taking care of isn't doing this to you. He has or she has no choice.
Right.
So there's no reason to get angry.
Right. People many times forget that.
And have another lemontini
whatever.
Or a beer.
And remember
or
to laugh. Remember
laughter
to laugh.
Laughter is the most important. And the best thing you can do when you are caregiving is never walk in on the person unless you've got a smile on your face.
Yeah, because they read it right through.
You
very good.
Right if you smile, they know it.
And caregivers, laugh at yourselves because us caregivers do some pretty wacky things every now and then.
So will the ones you're caregiving for, like plant, cut flowers in the soil and get angry when they die in a week.
You don't know.
That happened.
You don't know.
You know.
So thanks everybody for tuning in today, caregivers. You know how much I love you.
Next week,
what's
Caregiver's
that?
Basket.
Oh, yep. Next week is the Caregiver's Basket. So go to the website, connectingcaregiversradio.com, and nominate a caregiver, because what we will have in the Caregiver Basket is 8 hours of respite care, either with First Light Home Care, Maria's Adult Daycare, or Arden Courts. What else is in there, Lynn? There's a spa.
Yeah, spa.
Spa thing.
Isn't there a restaurant?
Capo de Monte Deli.
Yeah.
I don't live here. That's not fair. I can't get in on that.
Well, you can. There's some things that we can send.
Yeah. So just nominate a caregiver. They deserve it. And with that respite care, they have no excuse not to use it. You got it, guys? Tune in next week. What's next week? Is it the second?
Second.
Next week we're going to have
Labor Day weekend.
And we're going to have Kiwanis here.
Oh, yay.
So thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. Remember, God loves you and have a delicious day. Yeah.